You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio with Vibe.
Yeah.
What?
Is that Will Smith beat?
Yeah. Close. It's who he sampled it off of.
Oh, the original.
The Whispers.
Get jiggy with it. My grandpa loved the Whispers.
But you know, I'm actually proud that you guys said that. You know, every guest that I've ever had in here, nobody has been able to even tell me that it's even the Will Smith version. I'm like, how do you not know, how do you not think of Will Smith when you hear this beat?
I think I did this song as my first karaoke song, the Will Smith version.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, yep, that's a great picture. All right, so welcome, guys. Vibe,
what's up, man?
In the studio. We have Rossi, Chris Young.
Yes, what's
going on, guys?
Hey, man, we just came up through San Diego. Now we're up in L.A. We're here, and we're excited.
I'm very excited. Yes. I love your sound. You guys have definitely brought two totally different, eclectic sounds, mixed them together, and it makes sense. It actually makes sense. It doesn't come off commercial in which I thought it was going to. Like, reading your bio and kind of hearing, like, the smooth sounds of Rossi mixed with,
Shout out to the dude who wrote that.
The lyrics of C. Young. I was like, all right, let's see what these guys got. Right. And honestly, I was like, oh, shit. Like, they just literally create radio hits.
So, hell yeah, man.
Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
So we're going to get into some of your music, but before we start, I want to talk about some trending topics right now first.
Let's do it.
BET Awards are coming up June 29, 2014, 8 p.m. We got some performers announced. Drake, Lil Wayne, Usher, Pharrell, and then Lionel Richie is going to be the honoree of the night.
That's what's up.
I'm excited to see who's going to come out, be a part of that.
Yeah.
Anything, have you guys heard of anything of the BET Awards? Any nominations that you guys are kind of like, what?
What's the nominations exactly?
All right, well, let's get into it. That's what I wanted to ask you.
No, I didn't get to hear this yet.
You know, I did this a few weeks ago with Erotica Blue. She was in studio. You know, I had to hear what she felt about female hip-hops. And I want to get what you guys think. But before we do that, let's talk about some of the guys.
Okay.
Best male R&B.
Okay.
Chris Brown.
Okay.
John Legend.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake.
Word.
Pharrell. August Alsina.
That guy, the last guy's killing it too. I just started hearing
August Alsina?
Yeah, he's killing it.
He is. Okay, I totally think he is. But like, best new artist.
Oh, best new artist. I think the whole thing in general.
Well, no, they put him in like best male R&B.
Yeah,
like,
this is best male R&B.
To put him against John Legend.
Oh, R&B though.
John Legend's always been my, as far as singer-songwriter, man, he's so good. He's good.
But always remember, Rossi.
These hoes ain't loyal.
So, Chris,
you seen the Indian kid singing that or whatever?
These hoes ain't loyal.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He had like the twang with it.
Yeah. These hoes ain't loyal. It went like platinum.
The remix for Talk Dirty.
Uh-huh.
So, who would you guys give it to for that?
You got the same vote as me. You going with John Legend?
That's mine.
I'm going to go with John Legend.
All right. Yeah. John Legend is. Best male hip hop artist: Drake, Future, J. Cole, Jay Z, Kendrick Lamar.
For this year.
This year.
Are we going to have the same answers?
Did any of them put an album out this year?
Actually, I guess it would be 2013 because it's for last year's.
Drizzy had Nothing Was the Same. Kendrick, his album was out 2012, so he had dope features, though.
Yeah. He had dope.
J. Cole, was that 2013 when his joint dropped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all of it was.
Because
there was some big.
But isn't it crazy that we just, it was just so short-lived, all of them?
Yeah.
Because Future's whole career was 2013 and not done.
Future.
I don't know where Future's future is.
I don't know where his future is. I'm not going to say anything.
Drake.
You going with Drizzy?
Yep. I just don't think Jay-Z, it wasn't that epic for me. It was great. It was amazing.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Drake too. Because Zero to 100 is killing it right now.
Yep.
And he's already killing it this year, the most out of the crew, I would say. So you got, you know, I would give it to Drake.
Okay, I'll do Kendrick. I'm glad you guys. All right. I get
Kendrick. You had to go different. Cool. All right, next, let's go to best female R&B pop. Beyonce.
Oh, man.
Janelle Monáe. Janae Aiko. K. Michelle. Rihanna. Or Tamar Braxton.
Yo, this is some... I think it's going to be a good BET
one. Yeah, a good one.
I mean, this is like, because it's either like, this is kind of hard, because you either have Beyonce and Rihanna.
I know, right?
Or you have Janelle Monáe, Janae Aiko, K. Michelle, and Tamar Braxton.
Yo, what if
this
like,
isn't the Centric Awards, so I don't see Tamar wins.
Yeah. What if there was like an award show where it was like, they gave you everyone winning and why that person would win if they won? So it's like, every person you would give a different reason. Like Janelle Monáe, it'd be like Janelle Monáe wins
I have
because
some stuff to say about Janelle Monáe. I think she gets it just for her stage performance, man.
Yeah.
She is so good.
Yeah.
But I mean, Beyonce, everybody's gonna, you know, she's just a queen of our generation. So you know, like you said, man, it's like
I just don't see Beyonce not winning this because like Rihanna hasn't put anything out, so why would she? Janelle Monáe, though, me, this last album she put out was so epically awesome, and it just got washed right out the billboards.
She's just been playing shows, though. You know, I think she tapped into her, like, that's what she likes to do the best.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like, all right, I'm going to put out records, blah, blah, blah. But when she's on stage, it's like, boom.
And people got to remember, when the billboard thing's not happening for artists, it's not the artist's fault. So,
and it's also not the end of the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
All right, last one. Oh, actually, wait, before we do that, video of the year. Beyonce Partition, Beyonce Drunk in Love, Chris Brown Fine China, Drake Worst Behavior, Pharrell Williams Happy.
Vibe Hots for me.
Vibe Hots for me?
Nah, nah.
You guys can write that one in.
Next question.
Nah. This was, you remember those? I didn't see Fine China.
Oh, come on. Beyonce Drunk in Love is probably going to get that.
Stay on the beach in black and white, though. Like.
I know that. I just think BET might be a little confused.
need to have the audience understand that they won. Like,
or
why
Pharrell Happy, I could actually. Video of the year.
Oh, for video? That was a 24-hour video. That was pretty cool. I liked how he did that. That was cool.
Yeah, I liked Worst Behavior, too. I thought that was a funny video.
Oh, yeah.
They had the little break in the middle, you know. They had the little switch-ups.
And then the Drake face.
Right, and how many memes were born off of that one video?
Yep.
All right, well, you know, I didn't think of it like that.
And if he don't win, he could just say, motherfuckers never loved us.
Actually, now that we're on radio, I'm actually getting lessons from Drake about how to do the Drake face. So,
what has he taught you?
He's just, you know, certain situations call for different kinds of Drake faces, you know. So, you know, he's a good coach, man.
All right, so you're going to give us one, an organic one today.
Where's the zoom in? This is the Black Hollywood Drake.
Okay.
The lips too last night. All right,
next question.
All right, last one. Best female hip hop artist. Angel Hayes. Eve. Iggy Azalea. Nicki Minaj. Or Charlie Baltimore.
She got in there. Nice. Mm. Go Charlie.
But did she drop anything?
I didn't know she dropped anything.
That's what I'm just.
But that's great curious. That she just got that plug, you know?
You know? Who you guys thinking? Eve, too. Shit.
Nicki's got a big record right
Although
now.
Eve dropped an album.
Eve did drop an album, I think.
Which I enjoyed, but...
Okay. Hmm. Angel Hayes has a dope song. I don't know if the BET audience will know about her that much.
Yeah. My thing is like, I feel like it should be given to Nicki Minaj. But this year, I mean, Iggy Azalea really did put in a lot of work.
She has the biggest record.
She does.
And Nicki Minaj, her Summer Jam performance, and she has everyone's attention, like, on some anticipation type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a performance from any of those girls this year?
They haven't announced any of them. Nicki's probably like, bitch, you put that other bitch in there, I ain't performing.
Right.
So Nicki probably won't be performing this year. I could see Iggy Azalea.
That would be big if Iggy took it. It would cause a lot of, like, A&B issues. And that would be great for ratings.
Mm-hmm. So Iggy Azalea?
Great for rating.
I'm going to go with Iggy just because I'm predicting this crazy, just after the Donald Sterling Bieber stuff, just some more racist commentary, you know, just get it right in there.
Justin Bieber. We were going to talk about that, but we aren't going to.
This is why.
Nah, I ain't gonna start acting stupid yet.
All right, let's talk about Bun B. Bun B was recently asked, is hip hop ready?
Bun B for president.
Is hip hop ready to accept an openly gay rapper? They played this video called Throw That Boy Pussy by a new gay rapper called Fly Young Red. he came out to say, well, America hasn't fully accepted regular hip hop, much less say.
Can we hear that song?
Can we get Throw That Boy Pussy to play?
I just want to see.
Wait, so you guys really haven't heard this?
But if nah, man.
Oh, there's like really overt,
there's a
like
music video to this in which the
Throw That Boy. I just if he could rap, you never know.
I mean, it has a bounce to it. I personally didn't like it.
Called that.
Lola Monroe was here when we played the video. She enjoyed it.
Okay.
Didn't quite understand it, but.
Okay.
What did Bun B say?
So Bun B said that hip hop hasn't been accepted in the community. So why, if gay hasn't been accepted in American community, why would gay hip hop be accepted in the community? He went on to talk about.
He thinks that hip hop's not accepted in the gay community?
Hip hop's not accepted in America because it deals with, he says, it doesn't deal with normal Christian sex. So basically,
that's an interesting statement, Bun.
Talking about. Oh wait, are we playing the video? Throw That Boy Pussy.
Oh no. What's his name?
Fly Young Ray.
Yeah, you got me looking. Yeah. Thinking about fucking. Yeah. Let me get a rubber.
And the beat's dope and stuff. And he's like doing the round of the rapper stuff.
Make that ass clap, 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 clap. Clap that ass in the split. Let me see you clap that ass.
I like how she had the video and just it just played. You guys got a real nice brother here. Yeah, I think that our dude.
Okay.
That is this episode of Morning where you gotta guess if it is a dude or not.
I'm just like, I support gay hip hop if that's what someone wants to do and come up with. I support it. I'm just like, if you're gonna do it, you have to know that that's not gonna be accepted. That's gonna be looked at as a joke. That's
it. Just looked
as
more
a parody.
Like that looked like a parody kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I thought it was that Ice Fish kid at first. You know?
Oh, Ice Fish! Yeah, he's hilarious. Dude.
I thought that's who he was at first. And I was like, oh, he can speak normal.
What does Ice Fish think about homosexuality and hip hop? I want to hear what he thinks. You know what I mean? Like, what's up with Ice Fish?
He would. I want him to sing a song about that.
Yeah, just he been putting up like what he plays piano. If he does anything remotely interesting, it's on Worldstar now.
Yeah,
like, he can actually play a harmonica, and it's like Ice Fish just pops up. He's like, Lord.
Ice Fish had an acai bowl today.
He had a pretty good run in.
Why are we shouting out acai bowls in like every interview?
All right. So, what do you guys think about hip hop in the gay community? I mean, hip hop. Is it accepted or just in community? Do you think it's something that could happen? Can happen?
I think it's like it's gonna happen because everything that. Hip hop is about what's going on. So, like, homosexuality is now becoming more accepted. You see it more in movies, you see it more in culture. So, I think that it's gonna happen, but I don't think it's gonna be like this guy right here. It already happened. You know what I mean? So, I think it's gonna be different forms. It might be this guy who's like talking about the whole gay thing and putting it out there. There might be a Frank Ocean type rapper who's hella dope. Then he tells you he's gay. And you're like, oh shit, but he's dope.
Do you think it's about being in the industry already and then coming out, or because a lot of, what was it we were talking about that way kind of seems unauthentic to your fans and community.
It just seems like it's like sometimes it seems like it's more of a PR move now more than anything, and it's like, you know, I wish there wasn't as much talk about it. I wish it was just like, if you're a dope artist, you're a dope artist. If you're, you know, if you're doing that kind of stuff, it's like, that's cool, but it seems like it's just more to get this kind of conversation going, which is good as well. You know, it's just, that's media, man. But I don't know. I think hip hop is definitely accepted. I think, you know,
it's definitely 2014.
You know, definitely. I mean, I think it's at the peak, actually. As far as being, you know, a mainstream genre, you know what I mean?
It's funny you said peak. Where do you see, because everything kind of comes back around, where do you see music going right now after this whole hip-hop trap thing that's going on right now.
I was still laughing about what Bun B said about Christian sex. That just came back in my head. Like, you know, we don't rap about no Christian sex around here. Hip hop. We rap about really getting it in. You know what I'm saying?
We run through bitches, man.
No, I have intercourse. Right.
No.
Like everywhere.
I'll put my elbow on that bitch.
Man, Bun is the man.
Now go get
Shout
me some waffle
B.
fries.
Shout out Bun B, man.
All right, moving on.
My
Let's
bad.
Talk about the female hip hop artists at the BET Awards. Well, let's look at two of them right now. One, Angel Hayes. Everyone's been talking about Angel Hayes, Angel Hayes. I'm like, who the fuck is Angel Hayes?
Yeah.
Like, what does this bitch do? Like, why is everyone talking
about
her?
You know what? I was up on her, like, before she got on the whole, like, mainstream vibe. She used to do these freestyles over, like, relevant tracks, and it would be on SoundCloud, and, like, the low-key blogs would pick them up. And, like, for me, I'm all about content. Like, a lot of people get caught up in the song, you know what I mean, the image, but she has content and she has a story. And although Nicki Minaj is a great artist and she tells her story, she does her thing, there hasn't been another female artist that I felt like could actually have a compelling story. I don't know Iggy Azalea's story. She might have a dope one, but Angel Hayes' actual story is really dope if you look into it. So I think it could be interesting if the people take time to listen. So
Angel Hayes, there was another Angel Hayes that came out, and she's kind of like a singer, and she's friends with Tiara Marie. I had met her, so that's where I had a stigma in my mind. I was like, I didn't listen to that bitch.
Yeah.
That bitch looked like she have something. You know, so then I found out this Angel Hayes, she's a different Angel Hayes. So this is a video she put on YouTube of this song called A Tribe Called Red, and she's just dope. Just, I was going to put a real performance, but this is good enough.
I'm a little sick, but whatever. Gone for a minute, but back on my grind. Promising you with no map to my mind. Took all my doubt with it into submission and forced my ambition to step in the line. I know that they do not want me to shine. I know that they do not want me to climb. I know inside that being the boss, me making these bitches get back on their drive. Can anyone fuck with me now? No. How do these bitches respond? Don't. Looking behind and seeing me now? What do they think I'm beyond? Dope. I just been taking my time. Slow. Being alone with my mind. Flow. Putting the concepts of all this inside me into the shit I've been designed. Go. Cross over pivot, I'm back in the game. That's why I'm bitches. I'm tracking my lane, focus on bridging the gap and showing the youth all the way to accomplish their dream. Know how it feels when they're kicking you down and it's getting you down. You gotta make the decision to be the one difference in your life and turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Even when you feel you dumbing it down, I know it's hard to be adamant too when you stand out like a sore thumb in the crowd. Ow. No niggas and bitches and quitters allowed. Pour all inside you into the survival of your dreams until you are living them out.
Yes,
hey, see
Angel Hayes,
that realness.
She delivered it raw right there for you guys. So that's A Tribe Called Red. Look her up on YouTube. She's epic. She's the hottest thing out there right now. Next, we're going to go to Iggy Azalea.
Iggy.
A friend of mine showed me this video. It's work, but it's a stripped version she did in Europe, and it's different.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. You said it was like some orchestral shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay,
it's different.
I'm interested.
And I don't know how I feel about it, because sometimes I'm like, the language barrier with Iggy Azalea, the way she raps, it sounds like she's like trying to keep like rocks in her mouth or water in her mouth when she's rapping. And you can really tell this because it's really slow and it's over like violins and stuff. Mm. But overall, I enjoy it. It's Iggy Azalea, work.
Let's get that work. I don't hear nothing. No. Oh, here we go.
Working on my shit. Built the whole game twice. Gotta get it how I live. I've been working on my shit. Now I get this work. Working on my shit. You can hate it or love it. Hustle and struggle is the only thing I'm trusting. Throw a bread in the mud, bring for the bunch of white chick on the page. My passion was a running, and my dreams weren't coming. Guess they're going crazy at first. Still change me. Rap line basically rape me. Like a manador. Just made me mad at an enemy. Took away the mini bit of scar. So I went hard. Studied the card until the deal was offered. Slept cold on the floor, recording the phone in the morning. Now I'm passing the bar like a lawyer. Immigrant art scenery. Your intent was insurance from a benefit. And to be inconsiderate for the industry to my innocence. Too late now, I'm in this bitch. Y'all know the head. This shit get real. Valley girls giving blow jobs for Uber times. What you call that?
Oh yeah, I remember the
head over heels.
Yeah.
No money, no family. 16 in the middle of Miami. No
Iggy Azalea works stripped different.
Yeah, sometimes when it's stripped down like that, you feel the song a little bit more sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I like that.
It's cool to have two versions of it. Yeah, we like to do that a lot with our music as well, because you get to see kind of how it was, you know, the idea came into play, and then you see the produced version. So it kind of like, it's cool.
And
I like it.
Exactly, and it just puts that, I think the more that we start seeing artists do this, I think we can get people, because I'm just so worried in this world of where music is going to go next. Like, I love MIA, but I just feel like we're starting to get to a place where you can just start throwing things against a wall and we're calling it music. Mm-hmm. And so I think when artists are brave enough to say, hey, look, we can just sit here and make music with ourselves, mm-hmm. with instruments.
Right.
I think it's about getting this young generation kind of focused on that.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. I mean, that's really what we're about as far as producing and everything. You know, it's, you know, there's so many producers, there's so many DJs, you know, because they have a computer and they have software mm-hmm. where they can make all these cool sounds and stuff.
But put vinyl in front of them.
Right, right. No, it's true. It's like, you know, for me, man, I picked up a guitar, I picked up a piano, I taught myself how to play all these instruments. So, you know, I actually feel, I resonate more with live sounding songs. So mm-hmm. a lot of the songs that you'll hear from us, you know, you'll get the hip hop element of like the beat, but then on top of it, you'll get some strings or you'll get some live guitar or bass. And it just, you know, it gives it a different element.
Feels
and,
pure.
Yeah. And like our whole thing is like protect your dreams, develop your talents. And we want, you know, kids out there to pick up a guitar, you know, not necessarily sit in front of a computer, but learn an instrument. You know, I think that's cool.
Where did you kind of get the drive to just want to pick up an instrument?
I mean, listening to all sorts of music, you know. I mean, I listen to a lot of old school soul and disco and, you know, stuff that just all had live big band, you know, stuff. So, you know, I think it was just listening to a lot of music and, you know, a lot of it was instrument based. So, you know, I was like, I gotta, you know, my first actual instrument that I played was drums. So, you know, that's how the rhythm all started. And then from there, it's just like, all right, I'm gonna teach myself how to play guitar. And then I'll do myself and learn piano and banjo and ukulele. I mean, I can play.
How did you transition? I don't even know this. This is my one of the best friends. How did you transition to actually singing? Because Rossi's voice is like, he didn't get no voice lessons either. So it's like you throw all that in there. Yeah.
I think, yeah, just from the instruments.
Just the guitar, like singing
just
the covers.
Just kind of like melodies and, yeah.
What was your most difficult instrument to learn?
Probably piano, actually. It's just like, you know, you're dealing with a lot of keys and a lot of space. So you're just like
a coke dealer. A lot of keys, man. I was just out there in the streets.
Well, and so as far as vibe, like, Chris, how did you guys kind of organically come together?
Well, we were in a fraternity together, 2007, Kappa Sigma, shout out K-Sig.
And this was in Arizona.
In AZ.
Yeah.
And I was not going to see myself in a fraternity. If you had told me in high school I would be in a frat house, I would just, like, smack you.
But, hey, you don't come off to me as a frat guy.
I was a lot different. I always change. I'm an evolver. But when I got to the fraternity, it was because they were into hip-hop. When I walked past it, they were playing Deltron 3030. Uh-huh. And, like, I think Rossi's dad was in this fraternity back in the day, right? That's what got you there?
Yeah, he was in Kappa Sig, like, up in Oregon, yeah.
And you guys pledged together, or were you already a part of the...
Yeah, we were pledged. We were in the same pledge class, and he was, you know, doing his rap thing. I was doing my guitar singing thing, and then it was like there was a studio in the fraternity, so it was like...
Shout out Marco, BK.
Yeah. So it was... It just all started there, and then we did it like a freestyle video. That's how it all started, because he's, you know, a freestyle dude, guru, crazy MC, but it started there. When then we put out a video, and then on campus everybody's like, oh, these guys are dope, you know. It's like the singer and this rapper, and they're in a fraternity. It's just very not typical.
And because we were pledges, that was the only way we could show our worth, because girls would come to the party to see it. So it was like, oh, they're freestyling, we'll stay a little longer.
Yeah,
that was really, we were like, come on, pledge, rap, do that guitar thing, boy.
Do do do, girl, do do do.
Like,
well, was it easy for you to kind of know that your sounds would kind of go together, or
I was into different sounds. Like, I wasn't only into hip hop, even though I was a rapper. I always say this because one of my favorite rappers, quote unquote, is Bob Dylan. Like, people wouldn't call him a rapper, but he was like saying ill abstract raps. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't play guitar, so I always would be like, one day I'm gonna be a folk rapper or something. But I couldn't play guitar, and then when Rossi would come through, it didn't sound like a rapper and a guitarist. It just had a vibe. That was kind of how the name Vibe came, because everyone would always be like, yo, the vibe is dope. The vibe. You know?
Yeah.
And as far as working together, building, and kind of your influences coming from different parts of the world. I mean, you're from Oregon. You're from California. What made you guys want to come to California as far as building the music and saying, you know what, this works. Let's stick with this. How did that kind of gel together and deciding, let's pick everything up, come to California, and let's start this?
Right. I mean, it was, you know, he's from San Diego. You know, when I was done at U of A, it was like, you know, what do I do next? You know, do I go get a 9-to-5 job? Do I do that? Blah, 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 which I have done, and I still, you know, manage to do that. But, you know, really what it is like San Diego offered our music. It was like, come to us, you know? And really that's where our music has been received really well. So it was like, you know, people have demanded it there. So he was living in San Diego, and it was just kind of, for me, I was like, I'm going to move out there too. Let's do this. Let's work on a record. And, you know, from there, it was just a lot of traveling up to L.A., back and forth, doing,
And I don't know if you ever, have you ever read that book, The Alchemist? People talk about it a lot. You ever read that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't read it.
So, long story short, a boy leaves home, travels the world, goes back home at the end, and his treasure's at home. So, it was kind of like, for me, when I left San Diego, I went to Arizona, went to L.A., traveled the country, did the music stuff, and it all led me back to San Diego. So, it kind of showed us that if you have a support group, whether it's your family, your friends, any place that feels like home, you'll make the best music. So,
do you guys, as far as your sound, is there anything that you'd want to kind of pick up? Like, I mean, Rossi plays all these instruments. Is there any, like...
I play drums.
You do play
and
drums?
And I actually produce, too. But I haven't really done anything with our music yet on that trip. But, like, I enjoy, like, watching Rossi make a beat, because if he makes a beat, I can come up with the raps in a whole different way than if I write to the beat. Or if he kind of like, if we feed off the idea, we kind of got it to the point where I could say like, yo, I want to do a song about, you know, something like Occupy Wall Street, and we give power to the people. He came back with the melody saying the idea. So it was like, we're on that level of like the vibration of getting what we're trying to do. When I work with other producers, like, it turns out more literal when you do that. You're like, I want to do a song about this. You're like, well, let's write that down. And you're like, no, like, you got to flow, though. You know
but
what
it's,
I mean?
It's interesting to me that you say that, vibes and flowing and all that, because, I mean, just the fact of the powers that both of you guys have. You guys could literally write a song. We could create a song right here, right now.
Should we do it?
I think we should do it. I'm down.
Oh, you're really down?
Yeah, only if you help. You have to give us some topics or something.
All right, I'll give you a topic. And then what, you're going to...
I'll beatbox. I'll come up with... I got a
you'll give us the rhythm.
I can even beatbox by the hook, and you can hit him with the chorus right there. It got to beat. It'd get crazy.
All right. Well, since we've been talking about it...
Okay.
The BET Awards...
Okay.
Let's talk about... I'm going to let you pick. I'm going to say... Let's talk about Rihanna. I want to hear about Rihanna.
Okay.
Can you give me something about Rihanna?
I can do a little of that. I can do a lot of that, actually.
All right.
All right, ready?
Okay. Rihanna and the BET Awards. Can we throw one more in there? That's just a random thing.
Okay,
that doesn't even
let's
fit.
Do... I'll help you out here.
Something left field that isn't even on the paper. Just a topic in life. Something something you study in school. Something...
Sociology.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. I dedicate this song to Rihanna. Sociology. In the BET Awards. Yeah. Ayo, it's C Young from Vibe. Hope the whole world know me. Me and my homie. BET Award like pass the trophy. Best duo. Politics as usual. They know the dope flows. Crews from Black Hollywood and LA to Barbados. Everybody know dough. Flowing, getting snake like anacondas. I'm a piranha trying to bite a Rihanna. Get it together. I'm flyer than the birds with feathers. Hots for me is getting flyer than helicopter propellers. They try to hide me like a homeless shelter. But sociology is chronological.
logically hear the Delta, Delta Melcher, like the Delta Star. That means we gotta talk it. Cause sociology 101 says you gotta walk it. So we speaking in society. Drunk flow, but don't need no sobriety. BET Awards would probably hire me. I step on the mic, say hello everyone. F the world, they fire me. See Young one time, hope the rhyme make Rihanna desire me. Hold up, one time with it, connect to the lyric. Flesh to the rap to connect from your spirit. Hit this letter like you wrote it the dearest. One time Black Hollywood could hear it. And I got a flow, they can't set me, they can't test me. Shout out to one time, you asked Jesse. I shake rap like epilepsy. And I'm cruising like Wayne Gretzky on a jet ski, hockey shit. Matter of fact, one time with the rhyme, said they couldn't stop me, shit. And if they got it, cause I still spit the Leisure Astroana, I could World Cup flow to Argentina.
Mentally challenged. Are you kidding me? That was epic.
That was really dope.
Congratulations. Yeah, that was really, really dope.
We had a good vibe. Good job. No pun intended. Good job.
Damn, y'all just made me feel so many types of way right there. I can't even
Some type of way.
Some type of way.
These right. flows ain't loyal.
These flows ain't To get loyal. My brain back, let's take a look at this music video that y'all have. It's Ready for the World.
Check it out.
Tell us a little bit about the song. Why Ready
it's
for the
how
World?
It's how we feel right now.
That you're ready.
Yeah.
For the world.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, this was actually the song that started the whole record for Carpe Diem, which was our last project that we did. You know, we're just, it's basically getting in that gym mentality where it's just, you're ready to go. And, you know, whatever it may be, we wanted to make it universal. Everybody has their own thing that they're ready for, whether it's soccer right now, you know, whatever it is, it's just a motivation song.
Hey, should we tell them, like, just real quick, like, what that whole project had, why this was a single and what happened, like... You know what I mean? Like the peace day and like kind of what we did with that.
Why would you say that and then not tell me?
I was
now
I like when Rossi says it because he sounds like an announcer. So it's like you get like right
and
in there.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
why
ready for the world.
From Carpe Diem, released on International Peace Day. Stop
yeah,
the war.
Yeah, we did a big thing with it. It was like... we released on an International Day of Peace for a reason. You know,
IDP,
we wanted it to be something that, you know, stood for something. Every song has a message. Every song has a purpose. You know, we just felt like it was kind of being pushed under the carpet, you know, with a lot of the music out there. So this was kind of the premiere single. So,
and as far as the music video, it's shot really well. Where did the idea for that come from?
We started a video production company. This is actually something that's a part of our team. Leo Volsi and Brad Wong are the two of our friends that we actually met at University of Arizona as well, which is funny. It's like a four-man team.
So you guys
team.
Created your team out there, basically.
Yeah. Created the team, man.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was like the music needed a visual, like a vision. And me and Rossi, we had like kind of dabbled in media stuff outside of music. Like I was in a media class in high school and was like, always editing stuff, and Rossi edited some of our first like Vibe Lives and stuff. But when we were at this specific little thing, a festival that we had won best soundtrack in, we met the director, Brad Wong, and he linked with us with Leo, who had shot our video. So we all together were like, let's just try something together. We did a couple videos, and by the time this one came out, it ended up being on MTV with Sway. And this video, we want more people to get to see it. So appreciate you letting us, you know, let them know. Ready for the world.
Ready for the world. Let's take a look.
Yes, sir.
Check it out.
Rossi produced it. I rapped.
Some people living to get by and survive. They might stay alive, but their dreams die. So in this melancholy sky that rains hopes that seem so real, she had to turn in her ballet shoes for heels. Follow the journey of a girl unprepared to change her destiny, but she was ready for the world.
As my right foot kicks down the door, breaking away the chains, taking away the pain of going home on the train, wondering if I could maintain. Knowing I could walk, I torch a fire in the rain. Of course, the fire in my veins sparks the light inside my brain. Bang, been in a gym of mentality. Working out, ready for reality. No salary, I'm praying every night for this. I put my whole life in this. Trying to walk a thin line of righteousness. Against the grain and the strain, the lion was tamed, literally. Now I stand tall, statue of my liberty. Born ready, more ready than preparation itself. Universal calling, placing me in the belt. Like Orion, I am flying to the rhythm of my soul. From city to state, to a place across the globe. From society, from lies, with truth in my eyes. All my life, I've been waiting for this time to manifest all the dreams that was rested in my mind. With a melody like this, I began to find
all my
There hey, we go. Hey, vibe hey. Ready for the world.
Right on.
Excellent. Oh, we got the World Cup coming up there, too.
Okay. I know that we wanted that to be the World Cup song.
No.
Hey. It's the unofficial one.
I mean, I imagine seeing all those people.
I know. We should make like an unofficial video with Black just Hollywood Live. Cup. We should just do like a.
Don't play.
Cool.
Don't play.
Don't play.
Oh, we got ideas. We're going
to
do
them.
Well, you guys have ideas because you guys have a new single out, Hots for Me.
Yep.
You like that, Sarah?
Yeah, I like that.
And you guys are actually going to be dropping a video for it soon.
We are, yeah.
And we can find out next week on Instagram.
Yes, go to our Instagrams, 123Vibe, and then we'll kind of keep everybody updated. We're actually just as excited. You know, we're like, it's been a while since this video's like been in production. So we got like an animator for it. We got like
the W Hotel worked with us.
Yeah,
we got some H&M worked with us. We got a couple of little homies.
Yeah, we worked with some bigger brands on this one just because, you know, we wanted to really dive into different aspects of the entertainment industry. You know, we wanted to dive into fashion, we wanted to dive into video and all that stuff. So this is going to be a big collaborative.
And you guys finished filming it? It's just kind of editing it, or you still
exactly
have some more
editing
stuff to do?
It's and actually just animation right now.
That's all. So just animation should be done this week. We have a meeting today after this to figure out where we're at with that, and then next week
all the fun stuff
on Instagram. We'll let them know the date, the place.
How do you guys, you guys are so close to each other and you guys work so well with each other. How do you guys control how much music you put out there? I mean, you worked on your last project. From then until now, like, I can imagine how many songs you've written. Mm-hmm. Like, is there an album going to be coming out? Is it? I mean, how do you guys just not be releasing all this music that you create?
Right. So, this is the first time I think we ever focused on a song. Because normally we make a project and we put it out. You know what I mean? We don't think about singles and none of that stuff. And when we put Hots for Me out, it was the weirdest thing because people started like in the business and the fans, like just everyone's gravitating towards it. And it's like, yo, this song. And we haven't experienced that. So we got the project almost finished being written. It's like mostly done. It's called Chameleon, and we want to get into it, but it's like people talking about Hots for Me. So on our end, that's great because we get to heighten the creativity. Rossi's adding more production, going to add more instrumentation. And
we just want to get people talking. We want to get people, you know, wanting more, you know. And this is kind of the song that's going to jumpstart that. And, you know, it comes from a genuine place. And, you know, the album that we're going to be releasing, Chameleon, is basically going to showcase all of our different styles and everything. You know, Chameleon is just talking about how, you know, we change a lot. We have different styles and... you know, create a whole project around that.
And so you guys are just kind of wrapping up the era of Carpe Diem.
Yeah.
Many styles, many styles, one vibe, you know?
Many styles, one vibe. I like that. We need a shirt that says that.
Chris is always coming up with different
bumper
mottos.
Stickers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, we got this going, guys.
All right. Bumper stickers.
Where can all your fans hear your music? Where can they tweet you guys, talk to you guys? Are you guys social on the network?
Yeah, y'all can call me 619-553-8738.
Oh, wow.
That's not my real number, guys.
All right, well, now maybe the poor person that you just yelled that phone number out for.
That's not my number. go to 123vibe.com. That's like the hub for all the music. And then 123vibe is all of our social media. You can find me at Rossi Live. And then
I'm at Chris Young Raps. Uno, dos, tres, vibe.
1-2-3 vibe. All right, so we have this thing called the Six Mix. It's six songs that came out this week, last week.
Excited about this one.
Yeah, we're going to play some of the tracks for you guys, and I just want to hear.
I haven't heard any of these, so you're going to get a really honest first listen opinion. If I don't like it, it's just because it was the first time I heard it, probably.
All right, perfect. Yep, that's probably going to happen, because the first time I heard like half of these, I was like, oh. All right, first
one. Can we get like some preludes, like where we should be when we hear it? That way we get in that area, like you're going to be at the club.
Yes, all right, here we go, all right. So the first one is called Don't Tell Nobody. It's featuring this female artist, Tink and Jeremiah.
Okay.
This song, it's kind of one of those songs when you're in your car and you just fucking can't stand a bitch.
Okay.
And you're real mad because they did you dirty or whatever. And,
I never
experienced that. But you still love them.
They've
still have
feelings
for that
person.
They've never
done me wrong, man. I don't know how to relate.
Oh, well, I don't know if you're going to enjoy the song, man. But so this is Tink featuring Jeremiah. Don't Tell Nobody, produced by the interns.
Cool. Oh, the interns.
Shout out Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Mike Daly?
Yeah, that's my dream.
Three times in a row.
Yeah.
You ain't got a lap, just going on five. And if you ain't in my bed, then you laying with a hoe. So fuck that love shit. I don't feel none of that. Like I'm numb to the pains and I'm done with the game, but I'm still here running back. Cause I already know your lingo. You talk to these hoes like you single. You know you really love pulling fast ones. She come home and act dumb. Pussy nigga, listen nigga. I see shit even when you ain't in sight. I just hold it in like it's picture time. I've been holding back for a long while. Just hoping soon it'll turn around. But how can I worth this? You ain't been perfect, tell me you working it. Your phone losing service. And now I'm here thinking like this nigga tweaking. You sorry, pathetic, and far from authentic. You liar, you front of you just like these other niggas. As much as I hate you, I still wanna date you. You better just hope I don't
tell nobody.
This is Daily, huh?
What's that?
Oh, this is crazy, you know, Mike. That's trippy.
Mike Daly? Oh, yeah, that's the homie. Don't Tell Nobody, Tink Jeremiah, what do we think of it?
I like it.
She's dope, right?
I like her, yeah. She's cool.
She's a singer, but I'm like, this bitch needs to be marked as a rapper because she did
She's
that.
She's a ting. She's a nice ting.
She's a nice ting.
Nice ting.
All right, next cool. We got Timbaland featuring Rachel Aseel.
Timbo.
Whoever we are, where would you be for this? This, rainy Sunday, staring out your window, just thinking in your head.
Okay, work. Okay. Like drinking some Tampico.
Strange people in a strange place. Who cares if we don't feed in? I'd rather be a misfit. At least I fit my skin. I'm on one way road somewhere.
Oh, that's it.
Timbaland, Rachel Aseel, whoever we
you know,
are.
I love Timbaland's production always, so.
Like in
can't
the vibe?
Go wrong with that.
I wanted to see where that was going. He probably has a crazy breakdown 3 minutes in or something.
Yeah, it takes 3 minutes to get there,
okay.
Though.
Okay, oh, okay. I see what you mean.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's cool. I like it.
I think in the middle of like a place that's not L.A., maybe if you heard it in like Washington, you know what I mean? Like just post it, coffee.
You wait, you sitting on the bus like,
yeah.
Oh, this one was good.
Oh, wow.
Let me Shazam that.
I just like when, producers have like a style where you just know it's them.
Exactly.
Just right off the bat.
It's hard
like,
to do that.
You got the Timbaland.
Like you thought Nelly Furtado was going to pop on there too.
For sure, man.
Have you guys heard of Kevin Gates?
I keep hearing about him.
Yeah,
he just, actually, I wish I would put it on. I should have. He just did a freestyle on BET. It's on World Star, so I totally recommend that.
Okay.
This is Kevin Gates, Yo Gotti, K-Camp, which K-Camp, I did a gig the other day, and everyone's like, you got K-Camp? I was like, no, I don't. Who's K-Camp? They're like, you don't got K-Camp? I was like, all right. So I went and downloaded every damn K-Camp I could find. Cause...
There's so many new artists coming up, and you just hear these names. You're like, yeah. You don't know K-Camp?
You ain't hear about What's His Face? What's His Face? Yeah, What's His Face? That's his rap name.
You know that song, Cut Her Off. All right, well, this song's called Don't Know, because I don't know.
Okay,
so here's Kevin Gates.
Come on, Kevin.
Cool. Don't Know.
I know a lot, but there's some things I don't know. Don't know no ugly bitches. Don't know no broke niggas.
That was funny.
Don't know no snitch niggas. Don't know no bitch niggas. There's some things I don't know.
Water, don't know nobody who ain't retarded, knows the name, don't know what to call it. Kevin Gates, Yo Gotti, K Camp, Don't Know. It's a basic, like, in the club, you want to pop some bottles.
It'll work.
And do that with the
sorry.
People. Yeah. So, you know, it works.
Is that a douche thing you did there?
Yeah, it was my douche move.
I couldn't tell.
I have like, douche moves.
You good, man? Allergies?
Yeah, allergies.
I don't know about
of
you,
bad
man.
Songs.
I don't know
you don't
about
know?
You.
All right, next, I put this one on here because I do the Love and Hip Hop after show for AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, you do that?
I do
that's
that.
Great. Mm. That's great.
And
exciting.
So, Scrappy, you know, I've always supported Scrappy throughout his career. And he just dropped his single last week after rehab, all okay. that. So I just want to support the boy, as he says,
gotcha.
You know, in the Fizz Nye. The song's called Pussy Makes Me. And at first I heard it and I was like, oh, God. But then I listened to it a couple times. I was like, you know what, though? If I really played that around like 115, 130,
yeah.
and everyone's shit-faced...
Yeah.
Here we go. It's a little
yeah,
Scrappy.
Don't, I would say don't know. Don't know is like 12:30. So this is like don't know is like 12:30 at the club. So
yep.
Then,
so then this is after.
One.
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. That's a great way introduction to it.
We're driving nigga crazy. Yeah. That Punai. Tell like. You feel me? Let's go. Pussy made me lose my mind. Pussy made me lose my mind. Pussy made me lose my mind. Yeah. Spent 100 bands up in Phillips. Pussy made me lose my mind. Just bought a bitch a new whip. Pussy made me lose my mind.
When the pussy made me lose my mind.
Little Scrappy, Pussy Make Me.
I have to tell you, I think it is 3 o'clock. It is the strip club after the club.
All right, there you go.
That was a good one. That's a great one. I love that one.
Scrappy, you know, one thing about this, I was like, I'm so sick of people rapping about the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, pussy, ass. But then I thought about it. If you watch Love & Hip Hop, he's actually rapping about some real shit.
In the song Pussy Make Me Lose My Mind?
Because it literally makes him lose his mind.
Oh, in the actual show?
In the
show,
TV
he lost
show,
his mind. Okay.
He
oh,
done
okay.
loses his mind, babies, his baby mamas, his mom's crazy, and it's all because of pussy. So, mm-hmm. I actually support this song and this movie.
You know, let's go to that topic really quick. We all, the pussy, okay, pussy's a bad term. We all came from that place. So, of course, it's going to make us crazy. Because this place is crazy. Everything starts with pussy.
Oh, that got really deep.
It really does.
You know? You know what I mean? I got you, little Scrappy. I got you, man.
All right, next. I just had to put this other because I just thought it was a hot mess. This
cut
is the
him
Cut
off.
Him Off
oh,
remix.
No.
Trina featuring Lil Mo. I'm going to need Trina
off.
To be cut off from the rap.
Wasn't she on World Star Twerking?
Trina?
No, am I tripping? I thought I saw something.
No, she has a...
I've been World Star searching these last couple
weeks.
Oh,
I love
weeks.
Me some World
it's
Star.
It's a great hour.
Girl, can we play the damn Cut Him Off remix?
Let's go.
Cut him off.
No, Rihanna was twerking on Hip Hop World Star.
Okay.
It ain't gonna cut that nigga off.
The fashion one?
So what you staying for? He don't love you no more. Gotta get a grip, girl. He done up and moved on. What the hell you crying for? You know that he be lying, yo. Ain't never gonna change cause he's a motherfucking liar, yo. Fuck him and his new bitch. I can give two shits. Especially since that was a bitch.
Trina featuring Lil Mo, Cut Him Off remix. Make sure you guys check that out. Just released beginning of the week. And then last but not least, we have Scorn by Audio Push, Kid Cudi, Kent Money, and Hit Boy.
Check this one out.
Don't tell nobody and
have
cut
you heard
him
this
off,
one?
Man.
I haven't heard this one yet.
It's crazy.
This one looks cool, though.
Scorn it.
What the fuck is you living for? You living alive or living a lie or living to die? Nigga decide, cause they say cash rules everything around me. So I make sure cash be the only thing around me. I'm living on the up and up, so fuck you if you down me. Nigga, what the fuck is up? Just tell the people crown me. Incredible music from young blacks, astounding. Tears for your fears till the motherfuckers drown me.
Yeah,
that was my favorite one.
Yeah,
far.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give you a little taste.
Likewise.
So you go home and download them all on iTunes.
When did that one come out?
That one came out last week.
That's.
I keep hearing about Hit Boy's album. They said it's crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta check it out. Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to you after the show. All right. So one last time before you guys leave, where can everyone find all of your music?
One, two, three, five.
.com. Boop. Yep. And then social media 123vibe.
And then make sure you guys are checking out your Instagram because we're going to find out when the video gets
released. We got a show coming up in LA at a club. So we'll tell y'all can come out, pop some bottles.
Yep. Boop. We'll also let that know on social media as well. Yep.
And then you're working with Chance the Rapper?
How did you know?
Who said that?
I mean, that's
bullshit. That's not true.
Wow.
All right.
You'll see. Maybe. Well,
just 123 vibe, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys check us out at Black Hollywood at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram. Also, make sure you guys check out Maria Menounos' The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, available in stores now. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J at The Beat TV.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you guys for coming in. Make sure you guys check out 123vibe.com. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Black Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.